just at this moment, so you'll kindly leave a brief message after the tone. Thank you, goodbye, and good riddance.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin. The Thoughts of Gilbert and George.
The Thoughts of Gilbert and George.
The Words of Gilbert and George.
The Words of Gilbert and George.
The Singing Sculpture, or Underneath the Arches. The piece began in 1969. And we invented it from a record that we found in a junk shop near Euston Station. And we always believed that the record found us rather than that we found the record. And we took it home and we found an old wind-up gramophone and realised that the words of the song matched our thoughts and feelings and situations very precisely. The Ritz we never sigh for.
The Carlton they can keep.
There's only one place that we know.
And that is where we sleep.
Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
Underneath the arches, on cobblestones we lay.
Every night you'll find us, tired out and worn.
Waiting till the daybreak comes creeping, heralding the dawn.
Sleeping when it's raining, and waking when it's fine.
Trains travelling by above.
Pavement is our pillow, no matter where we stray.
Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
The Ritz I never sigh for, the Carlton they can keep. There's only one place that I know, and that is where I sleep. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones we lay. Every night you find me, tired out and worn. Happy when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn. Sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains traveling by above. Pavement is my pillow, no matter where we stray. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones we lay. Every night you find me, tired out and worn. Happy when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn. Sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. La di 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 da, la di da da da. Pavement is my pillow, no matter where we stray. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. We designed a magazine sculpture for Studio International, which they censored. Here are the words from the magazine.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And that was, they are the Thoughts of Gilbert and George. And that was an opportune moment to suddenly cut off the Gilbert and George, because they were about to utter words which I would then have to backpedal like crazy and apologise profusely for. They were about to read out the words from a magazine sculpture. which was published in Studio International, with an image of them and these two words underneath. So the two words could not be printed or published. So the magazine appeared with sort of two black squares over the words. And once again, I'm afraid they have to be censored from the airwaves. That's from, there'll be more of this later, more from this album, The Thoughts of Gilbert and George, which is a limited edition. This, my copy, happens to be number 1784 from an edition of 2,000 copies signed with love from Gilbert and George. And it's a new and unique artwork reflecting the totality of their new vision, this vinyl LP record. On this album, the sculptors revisit the singing sculpture as if it were an old friend they had not seen in years. And the whole album is actually quite poignant. Underneath the Arches keep sort of slipping in between tracks. And I'll play some more of that later, now that we've got past the expletives. In fact, I'll just stop the disc for a minute. Okay, well, as I'm sure listeners will know, it's happening, the annual Resonance fundraiser, Saturday the 11th until Sunday the 19th of February 2017. Go to fundraiser.resonance.fm for information on how to donate, take part, or partake of the various events that are on. There are dozens and dozens of things you can bid on online, which, so if you go to the website, there are all sorts of items. I'll run through some of them. One of them is a Bella Freud merino wool jumper of your choice, any size, worth up to £290. And there's a bid of £102 on that already. You can get tickets for Chelsea v Swansea City in the West End, lower fourth row. And there's 29 bids for that at £133.45. Below that, there's another Bella Freud merino wool jumper of your choice, any size, worth up to £290. Presumably, that's a different jumper. The bidding for that is £69.95. What else? Let's see. I'll scroll down. Two seats to the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on Wednesday, the 19th of April. £26.67 at the moment. A half-day recording in Plato Studios, London. It's a professional recording studio. And there's only £1.70 on that. So you could get, a half-day in a recording studio. Front and Follow Records, vinyl LP and CD bundle with Rare Pie Corner Audio LP, £36. And so on and so on. Dozens and dozens of things. So perhaps I'll come back to that later. I hope that the... let's hope that Gilbert and George have got past that expletive part of this vinyl record. The Thoughts of Gilbert and George.
Gentle smiles on their faces and
their most serious intentions in the world.
These are four little texts that we wrote in 1969, again for a magazine, and they were called The Words of the Sculptors.
We would honestly like to say how happy we are to be sculptors.
It is our intention to bring to everyone a realization of the beauty and necessity of our sculpture.
It is important for new sculptors to come to terms with a modern limitation of sculpture, apparent only through the feeling of the eye.
With the tears streaming down our faces, we appeal to you to rejoice in the life of the world of art. Here we are in the autumn of 1970 with To Be With Art Is All We Ask. It was a booklet and a charcoal on paper sculpture, and we will read the words.
To be with art is all we ask.
O art, what are you? You are so strong and powerful. so beautiful and moving. You make us walk around and around, pacing the city at all hours, in and out of our art for all room. We really do love you, and we really do hate you. Why do you have so many faces and voices? You make us thirst for you, and then to run from you, escaping completely into a normal life, getting up, having breakfast, going to the workshop, and being sure of putting our mind and energy into the making of a door, or maybe a simple table and chair. The whole life would surely be so easeful, so drunk with the normality of work and the simple pleasures of loving and hanging around for our lifetime.
O art, where did you come from? Who mothered such a strange being? For what kind of people are you? Are you for the feeble of mind? Are you for the poor at heart? Or are you for those with no soul? Are you a branch of nature's fantastic network, or are you an invention of some ambitious man? Do you come from a long line of arts? For every artist is born in the usual way, and we have never seen a young artist. Is to be an artist to be reborn, or is it a condition of life coming slowly over a person like the daybreak? It brings the art ability to do this funny thing and shows you new possibilities for feeling and scratching at oneself and surroundings, setting standards, making you go into every scene and every contact, every touching nerve and all your senses.
And art, we are driven by you at incredible speed, ignorant of the danger you are pushing and dragging us into. And yet, art, there is no going back. All roads lead only go on and on. We are happy for the good times that you give us, and we work and wait only for these titbits from your table. If you only knew how much it means to us, transporting from the depths of tragedy and black despair to a beautiful life of happiness, taking us where the good times are. When this happens, we are able to walk again with our heads held high. We artists need only to see a little light through the trees of the forest to be happy and working and back into gear again.
And yet we don't forget you, art. We continue to dedicate our artists' art to you alone, for your pleasure, for art's sake. We would honestly like to say to you, art, how happy we are to be your sculptors. We think about you all the time and feel very sentimental about you. We do realize that you are what we really crave for, and many times we meet you in our dream. We have glimpsed you through the abstract world and have tasted of your reality.
One day we thought we saw you in a crowded street. You were dressed in a light brown suit, white shirt and a curious blue tie. You looked very smart, but there was about your dress a curious wornness and dryness. You were walking alone, light of step, and in a very controlled sense. We were fascinated by the lightness of your face, your almost colourless eyes, and your dusty blonde hair. We approached you nervously, and then just as we neared you, you went out of sight for a second, and then we could not find you again.
We felt sad and unlucky, and at the same time happy and hopeful to have seen your reality. We now feel very familiar with you, art. We have learned from many of the ways of life in our work of drawings, sculptures, living pieces, photo messages, written and spoken pieces. We are always to be seen, frozen into a gazing for you. You will never find us working physically or with our nerves, and yet we shall not cease to pose for you, art.
Many times we would like to know what you would like of us.
Well, those are some of the thoughts of Gilbert and George, and we'll be returning to get more Gilbert and George later on from this new vinyl LP, The Thoughts of Gilbert and George, in a signed limited edition of 2,000 copies. But now we'll break away and play a bit of some John Appleton from Appleton's Syntonic Menagerie 2. And this piece is called Scene Unobserved.
Skogen. Frusen jord, håller stilla dagmaskar. på långt håll härifrån sover ädlorna. Stilla fyktigheten. Jorden väntar. Den ser ut som en rötten ost. Frusen, frusen. Blod rinner långsamt. Den rinner av utan livets behag. Där uppe bland trädens grenar blåser vinden. Fåglars ben för kalla för att brista. Böjer med tunga döden. Järnor faller utifrån himmelen. Svarta järnor. Blåa järnor. Och färglösa, fiktiga regenhjärnor. Utspredande på marken alldeles djupt. Skogen. Han går fram genom träd, genom finkornig snö. Hjärtat slår tungt, långsamt. Ögon lyser, munnen rikar, bjuder tandlös bett. Försöka, måste försöka. Allting öppnas. Förvandlas, öppnas en gång till. Han fortsätter och hjärtat slår hårdare. Ser inget ljud, hör inget ljus. Känner icke trädkött. Ursinnet är förlorat. Skogen är tjockare än hans egen hjärna. En rött nost som han kommer aldrig att förstå. Gröna grenar gränsar till den vita snön, de vita molnen, blekheten alldeles ensam. Midnatt sover han i tystnad, omöjligt att veta. På varje kväll finns det kackerlaka cirkus på slaktad jordskropp. Det försvinner med soluppgången. Mörkrets ljus brinner skickligare än livets bräckliga grepp. Han ska gå fram, en glädje på huvudet, och sjunga med hög röst tills han faller i hundspissan. Hjärnan läggs in, och tills bara jordens ofödde blir kvar.
Thank you.
Dagarna är märkbart längre. Ur drivor och snöplan sticker dödörten upp och rasslar i markvinden. Smala benranglshänder ur fjolårets vegetation. I fjol var det kuminörter och röllekor som saftigt och starklyktande levde sitt juli- och augustiliv. Nu silar det med darrande vissel vinden mellan sina sprättor. Fåglarna har redan besökt dem och ätit deras vinterfrön. Spåren efter fågelfötterna har fullskrivit hela snötäcktet omkring. Men här och där höjer sig snödriften upp till höga vågor, fint utsvarvade av vinden. Med kammar och insvägningar ligger det nu i fridsläge just i det skick som den rotande, skruvande och packande vinden har lämnat dem när den senaste stormen möjnade och somnade i snön. Häggdrivan är på sina ställen så vindpackad att en nypressad bombspall inte kunde vara hårdare.
Become a curse.
house and we ask you if this must be. Is it right that artists should only be able to work for you for only the days when they are new, fresh and crisp? Why can't you let them pay homage to you for all their days, growing strong in your company and coming to know you better?
O art, please let us all relax with you. Recently, art, we thought to set ourselves the task of painting a large set of narrative views descriptive of our looking for you. We like very much to look forward to doing it, and we're sure they are really right for you.
To be with art is all we ask.
This is a text we wrote for a magazine sculpture for the Sunday Times in 1970.
Gilbert and George, the sculptors, said,
"We are only human sculptors in that
we get up every day,
walking sometimes,
reading rarely,
eating often,
thinking always,
smoking moderately,
enjoying enjoyment,
looking,
relaxing to see,
loving nightly,
finding amusement,
encouraging life,
fighting boredom,
being natural,
daydreaming,
travelling along,
drawing occasionally,
talking lightly,
tea drinking,
feeling tired,
dancing sometimes,
philosophizing a lot,
criticizing never,
whistling tunefully,
dying very slowly,
laughing nervously,
greeting politely,
and waiting till the day breaks."
The Ritz I never sighed for, the Carlton they can keep. There's only one place that I know, and that is where I sleep.
This was a little booklet that we wrote and sent out in an edition, I believe.
A Day in the Life of Gilbert and George.
The Sculptors, Autumn 1971.
Being living sculptures is our lifeblood, our destiny, our romance, our disaster, our light and life. As day breaks over us, we rise into our vacuum, and the cold morning light filters dustily through the window. We step into the responsibility suit of our art. We put on our...
Yes, that's the words of Gilbert and George from a vinyl LP, The Thoughts of Gilbert and George. And just to return to the auction, the ongoing auction, the annual Resonance fundraiser. Go to fundraiser.resonance.fm for information on how to give. And let's see if we can find some more items, choice items. A one-year subscription to Art Monthly magazine. 10 issues, worth £48. And there are six bids on that at the moment. That stands at £21. A wavelength books bundle. So that's six books on sort of sound art, including a book by Angus Carlyle and one on Lol Coxhill. There's six books there. Five bids. Presently stands at £12.50. A cocktail masterclass for four people at The Alchemist, London. That's £31. An Art Deco owl, valued at around £200. That seven bids on that at the moment. That stands at £53. Bob and Roberta Smith's Apathy Band, a vinyl letter to Michael Gove MP, signed and numbered. That stands at £156. This one sounds very tempting. A Neil's Yard cheese class for two. And there's no bids on that yet. At the present time, it only stands at 99 pence. So you probably get to sample lots of cheeses at Neil's Yard, probably the best cheese shop in London, if not Britain. OK, what else we got?
That
was another subscription to Art Monthly. VIP, Marvel Comics, English National Opera, Verdi's Rigoletto on Saturday, the 25th of February. You can bid for that. It presently stands at £26.01.
The black telephone linked with the Arts Art Network.
Ring and ring again. Make us happy ever again. Stay as silent as the desk, and be as free and let it be.
The neat ashtray steadily fills with relaxful butts. Beside it a fresh yellow packet of cigarettes. Very often the room makes us hurt with real bodily pressure. From time to time we are taken head first from this room called Art for All. Out and away, sometimes driven, sometimes drawn to breathe again amongst the people. We stroll with specialized embarrassment, and our purpose is only to take the sunshine. The people are all living near to beauty passing by. Walking is the eternity of our living movement. It can never tell us of an end. It is for nothing but the time passing unnoticed. We give ourselves to this walking, and so the houses come towards us and then away behind.
We would like to tell you our great pleasure in seeing the early flowers and blossoms. They seem to have a young, fresh youth, so fine and colored. We remark the trees with their tight, bursting buds. As our legs take us jauntily along, we come to a place where we pause for a cup of poisoned, nervous tea. We sit over it, chatting a little of the normal afternoon when all is usual and well. Nothing breathtaking will occur here, but in the darkness of a picture house where time is killed, the world explodes realistically into giant action stories. Men are killed, women are loved, mountains are blown up, night falls, volcanoes erupt, John Wayne writes again, and Caesar speaks anew to the people. All this until the reel is done, and viewers drift blinking and reeling out into the bright city.
And we happily go back to our art, where only tiredness and searching play big roles, where all is thin on the ground, where greatness is made at the stroke of a brush, where something and nothing are both qualities. Art is for all the only hope for the making way for the modern world to enjoy the sophistication of decadent living expression. It is our strong belief that in art there is living, and where there's life, there's hope.
Rust, moth, fungus, mildew, dry rot, canker, maggot, embrace, insinuate, intrude, invade. crumbling, mouldering, rotted, blighted, decayed, corrupted, tainted.
Okay, well, that track was Worm from an LP called Bird Yak by Bob Cobbing and Hugh Metcalf. And someone told me the other day, I haven't checked it out yet, but Bob Cobbing, I think, has an exhibition at the Richard Saltoun Gallery up in sort of, what's it called? Something like North Soho or something, up that way, going towards Goodge Street. And on Bird Yak, we had Bob Cobbing and Hugh Metcalf. And Hugh Metcalf is being honoured, I think, his Clinker Club is being honoured by Nowhere, or no.w.here. And that was Worm, and there's an asterisk after that title, which means that one has to look right down at the bottom to figure out who was playing on that. And oh, it includes someone called Ma Lou Bangata and Bill Smith. And Lol Coxhill also figures on this LP. And there's a Lol Coxhill book being auctioned on the Resonance website. So that's, you know, by coincidence there. The Lol Coxhill book is with a few sound art books, and that is at fundraiser.resonance.fm. So you could bid on that. Yes, because it is the annual Resonance fundraiser, Saturday the 11th till Sunday the 19th of February 2017, when there's lots of events and things to bid for in order to keep the station on the air. Before Bob Cobbing, we heard John Appleton, and I think about three tracks before that, there was something by the Red Crayola with Art and Language, a track called No, 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 Trust Yourself. called Baby and Child Care, which apparently has just been sort of a newly unearthed artifact from the long history of the Red Crayola, 1984's previously unheard Baby and Child Care. So each track has some sort of reference to looking after children or bringing people up and so on. All right. But the featured album of the day or this week on Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM is The Thoughts of Gilbert and George from a vinyl LP in a signed edition of 2,000 copies.
And our own dear heads to progress and understanding in art.
Art my life and art my way. See us painting in mud and clay. See us dancing and smiling too. Let us hope that art is true.
And then maybe we will see ourselves in a garden, soft and sitting, watching the sun as it gently lowers itself down behind the horizon, taking with it all its golden light and warmth. For the little while, the garden keeps some of the day's warm strength. The two men's sculptures use up this last pleasure, but soon the chill of evening creeps over all. We hear no insect, the birds begin to settle down from the day's frolics, and we feel it must soon be time to stretch a leg and make our way between the rich beds of flowers over the spongy lawns to return to solid state of buildings with their sensible doors and windows. On our way, we pause on the embankment to take in the glory that is the Thames and Westminster.
Slowly the lamps are lighted and night presumes upon the evening. We like it very much. We like it because we are so stupid, artistic and shy. Because we have come from nowhere and where we go, nobody knows. We feel the total mystery of each man-laid brick. We are just down at the river feeling around. As the shades of night are falling around our neighborhood, we stroll because we know full well that another sculpture day is over.
So now we come to the Limericks of 1971. There are eight. They started life as a postal sculpture, an eight-part, one received each week for 8 weeks, and then they became a charcoal on paper sculpture. Here they are read by our friend Tom and our friend Byron.
There were two young men who were tired. They were tired and a little bit lost. They thought they were kings of their best and found out they were just like the rest. One day they went out for a day, though they risked falling down a drain. They smiled like two babies without fear, as you will all be happy to hear.
There were two young men who were crooked. They were crooked in the way you feel best. They gave them the answers to live and left them with heads full of fizz. But their friends they left all behind. They became lonely, artistic and shy. Be aware of these silly old heads, or you'll always look over the hedge.
There were two young men from afar who travelled and met with no bar. They went up and down in their way and attempted to make the world pay. There was no one at all they could blame. Because it just
a Royal Academy exclusive VIP tour, £26, seven bids. A family history research with TV genealogist Megan Cherie Owens. A one-hour session, £62, 11 bids. Down the Rabbit Hole children's book bundle, £10.50, six bids. Michael Banabila Sound Years signed vinyl LP with two bonus CDs, £2.95, four bids. Kit Kalesi's hit book Spoons Carpets, first edition fully illustrated hardback, £21, 10 bids. So those are just some of the items, some of the dozens of items which are available at fundraiser.resonance.fm for information on how to give. The annual Resonance fundraiser, Saturday the 11th until Sunday the 19th of February 2017. And this is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And the featured record is the Thoughts of Gilbert and George.
Because their job is to do their share. So left leg out and away it goes. And where they go, nobody knows.
There were two young men with no heart and no peace. They fought to be free lying under a tree. And so they lay there from dawn till dusk, enjoying the air and the chickens and ducks. They fought to be nice and wave with their hands. And so day after day they are under that tree, counting the leaves and waiting for tea. They are as happy as can be.
There were two young men who were charming and sweet. They turned the heads of the long street.
To the other side.
Hello, I am Yu Yigan from Gilbert and George Studio. I met Gilbert and George in Shanghai in 1993. I would like to read you the text from The Pink Elephants, poster sculptures from 1973. We dropped by at quite a number of places of refreshment last evening, and everyone seemed very friendly and flighty on the whole. Whoops! Had two dizzy spells at lunch today, asked two identical waiters to bring us a couple of doubles for the second time, felt twice as good. Is that a trouble? There's not an awful lot to be said for the case of getting home in time sometimes. Early days. After a certain number of glasses of a certain drink, certain people prefer to ride in the front of the cab. You okay, sir? Made a fair number of decisions in the bar last night. Carried them all out and went home happy and diagonal. Stagger. Felt a trifle queer last night. Couldn't eat a thing. Couldn't drink a thing. Lay very still for a few minutes, drank a lot and later quite made up for it all. Who said gin? Nice beano last night. I woke this morning feeling absolutely marvelous. Must be some road repairs going on nearby as there's this terrible sound of drilling. Went up to the bar and ordered these drinks. Lost those somewhere, ordered a couple of more, found that we had forgotten the others, so we had another round. Found some and tended to lose track a shade. Wonderful stuff.
The Red Boxes of 1975 was an 8-part postal sculpture. Everyone received one red one, and the following week a black one, and so on, and we'll read you through them.
In the room we looked across the wooden air between.
They moved and paused a little, not seeing anything.
Leaning on the windowsill a while, two stonish faces on the floor.
And tilted, moved on with dry boards, and then to stand.
Stillness, breathing through our ear, makes us still breathe.
Walking across the window glass, dry figures come to them. Back on... Text to appear at the beginning of a catalogue, because our catalogues were tending to go out to a very wide audience, and we felt we had to write a text which was very down to earth and explicit and honest and simple. What Our Art Means.
1986.
Art for all.
We want our art to speak across the barriers of knowledge directly to the people about their life and not about their knowledge of art.
The 20th century has been cursed with an art that cannot be understood.
The decadent artists stand for themselves and their chosen few, laughing at and dismissing the normal outsider.
We say that puzzling, obscure, and form-obsessed art is decadent and a cruel denial of the life of people.
Progress through friendship.
Our art is the friendship formed between the viewer and our pictures.
Each picture speaks of a particular view, which the viewer may consider in the light of his own life.
The true function of art is to bring about new understanding, progress, and advancement.
Every single person on earth agrees that there is room for improvement.
Language for meaning.
We invented and we are constantly developing our own visual language.
We want the most accessible modern form with which to create the most modern
speaking visual pictures of our time.
The art material must be subservient to the meaning and purpose of the picture.
Our reason for making pictures is to change people and not to congratulate them on being how they are.
The life forces.
True art comes from three main life forces.
They are
the head,
the soul,
and the sex.
In our life, these forces are changing and moving themselves into ever-changing different arrangements.
Each one of our pictures is a frozen representation of one of these arrangements.
The whole.
When a human being gets up in the morning and decides what to do and where to go, he is finding his reason or excuse to continue living.
We as artists have only that to do.
We want to learn and respect and honor the whole.
The content of mankind is our subject and our inspiration.
We stand each day for good traditions.